We are talking to Tom Crosby this morning. He is the Executive Board President of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Mr. Crosby, next thing I want to ask you about is just kind of the role of the Business Council in the community. There's Chamber of Commerce's Promotions Club. What do you kind of see, you know, your role in the Business Council in relation to those other groups as well?
Really good question. We're still sorting that out, and we're doing that by engaging these other groups, these other organizations, and learn about what they do, what their challenges are, and how we might be able to help as a point of leadership in the community, and specifically from the perspective of business, of course. So our chambers have a role. Each of our community development groups, are focused in their specific areas. We have a wonderful organization in Visit Tuolumne County. And I think there's opportunities to coordinate and leverage each other. And so those conversations are going on. At this point, it's just a conversation, and we'll still sort out. We'll sort out ahead of us what role might be directly played by the Business Council should that be needed.
You know, what would you say are kind of some of the economic factors and challenges right now out there in the community?
Well, we're coming out of a very difficult time with COVID. That did have an economic impact on our community, but we remained a destination for many people who were trying to escape from the city and get away from the limitations that COVID was providing. And so we did retain some of our visitation revenue, which was good. Also, there are recovery funds from the federal and state level and some special grants, and that's helped on the revenue side as well. But we really cannot depend on this in the years ahead. On the expense side, the cost of doing about everything in the county is increasing, and our revenue generation capability is fairly static. I mean, our population has grown 1.8% over the last 10 years. Our revenues have increased. Our productivity of the community is very good, but the gap is still there, and we would like to have from the business standpoint, Business Council standpoint, we would like to have sustainable revenues coming in to help offset those increasing costs that we experience in the county. Those costs are largely in the envelope that's managed by government, so our county government and city government.
Well, we're talking with Tom Crosby on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He is the president of the executive board of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Any other issues or things you'd like to bring up here this morning?
Yeah, I think following up on what I just said, I'd like to point out that we've all heard the term a penny saved is a penny earned, and I'd like to say that our local government is really looking at how to spend every penny as wisely and as efficiently as possible. But a lot of that has to do with the ability of our public to communicate its needs and their needs and their interests and their priorities. And so that process continues, and the Business Council looks forward to participating in that way.
Hoping to get many people as well to get involved in local elected office and run for office, I imagine?
Yeah, that's very important. And I'd like to just point out that, and I admire individuals that that step out of their normal lives to serve, and it's an important and difficult job to serve as an elected official, and we have some really great ones that are working with us today, and we're encouraging and participating as a business council. We're participating in finding, identifying, encouraging good candidates that can perform in that way, and we're here to support them and in those efforts.
You know, being the president of the executive board of the Business Council, I imagine you're It's nice to see just how many businesses give to the community locally.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's really astonishing, actually. I'd like to kind of point out to or lift up the Sordinar Area Foundation and all of the philanthropic activities that come from our community and the members through that organization and more directly in other ways. Plus, we have so many people that volunteer their time in so many ways. We're very fortunate in how the community cares for one another and participates in that way.
A lot of exciting economic development projects with the local tribes as well in recent years.
Really terrific. And we may be unique, I don't know, in terms of how effectively our tribes and the rest of the community work together. We're really blessed with those organizations and what they're doing on behalf of their members. Those are sovereign nations, and they have a lot of latitude in terms of what they can do in terms of their own economic development. But obviously, there's opportunities for coordination and cooperation with the tribes, and the Business Council is very pleased to have excellent relationships there and membership with our tribes. It's one of the attractive characteristics of our county is our history and the culture that our tribes bring, along with just the beautiful venue that we have here with forests and the lakes and streams and all the things that we find so attractive.
Definitely a beautiful area here in Tuolumne County. We've been talking with Tom Crosby, who is the board president of the Tuolumne County Business Council. You know, as we wrap up today, any closing comments you'd like to make? I'm curious, too, if you're optimistic about the local economy.
Yeah, I am. We may be headed for a uncertain economic time. But I see a lot of visitation. I see a lot of activity going on in our community, and I think we'll be fine. More cooperation, coordination, participation is just going to further strengthen our ability as a community to survive whatever ups and downs may be ahead. But overall, I'm very optimistic about our future together here.
Well, we thank Tom Crosby for coming in today. He's the president of the executive board of the Tuolumne County Business Council. Tom, I look forward to seeing you at the various events around the community.
Terrific. Thank you very much, BJ. And we appreciate Clark Broadcasting and KVML and our other channels here, that stations, in your role in communicating, helping to educate and communicate with the community.
We'll end on that note. We will wrap up today's Motherlode Views. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.